C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este. I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today, it's Signal to Noise by Silvia Merino Garcia. Music and Magic in Mexico City. Signal to Noise was first published by Solaris Books in 2015. Now, Signal to Noise splits between 1989 and 2009, following Meche as a 15-year-old and then 20 years later. In 2009, Meche's father has just died, and she returns to Mexico City for the first time in 20 years. Now living in Oslo as a software developer, she's avoided her family and her hometown for years, but feels obliged to return after the death of her useless father. In 1989, Meche is living with her parents, who are verging on divorce, and also living with her grandmother. Meche is prickly and grumpy, but finds solace in music. She's rarely without her headphones on and spends all of her time with her two best friends, the pink-obsessed girly Daniela and the tall, dark, literary Sebastian. The three of them are outcasts, and they long to be part of the cool kids, no matter how much Meche protests otherwise. Now, music is an integral part of Meche's father's life too, and it's the way that the father and daughter bond. He's a radio DJ writing a book, but he spends most of his time in the bars, while Meche's mother is left to be the grown-up. Meche's grandmother talks about magic from her village as she cooks, and Meche is inspired to find her own magic in music, roping in Sebastian and Daniela. But what do they wish for? Now, the story flips between the two time periods, and we learn why Meche fled to Europe and why she hasn't spoken with Sebastian or Daniela in 20 years. Now, I've been thinking about the difference between a good or a great book and an all-time favourite. For me, Signal to Noise was something special, and this is mainly due to the main character, Meche. Now, I was Meche. Perhaps I still am. While I was in Tasmania, not Mexico City, I was a grumpy, prickly 16-year-old obsessed with music. I had complex relationships with male friends, but unfortunately no magical powers. I'm also old enough to see both time periods. So this book touched me in a completely different way. I felt myself in the pages, and it triggered all kinds of memories from my teenage past. And this is the real difference between a great story and a favourite. The book really spoke to my own experiences, and I saw myself in the character. So basically, I loved it. But as the Americans say, your mileage may vary. As Art District Radio listeners, you already know that there's magic in music, but I really enjoyed the use of records as talismans and the messages within the music to conjure up powers. The musical references are thick, but not too overwhelming, especially for us music nerds. And for an urban fantasy, the magic is not central to the world. The magic that Meche creates is unusual, although Meche's grandmother has some previous experience and perhaps she passed on some ability. I also really enjoyed the setting, learning about Mexico City in the late 1980s and Mexican culture. For example, the customs around death. So while there's magic and death and memories and music, at its very heart, Signal to Noise is a story of love and dealing with power. So if you like records, musical references from Madonna to Duncan Dhu to Edith Piaf, complex teenage relationships, a little bit of magic, love and power, and Mexico City, I thoroughly recommend Signal to Noise. Thanks for listening to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to any past episodes, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.